Greetings, everyone. This is Keith and Karina coming to you once again from the great state of Pennsylvania. We want to continue on our series on religious freedom, and this will be our final part, part number 5. And yes, this is my final answer, as they would say in the game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Right.
So we want to say that by reiterating many of the things we've said and also making a special emphasis on the importance of why this subject is important to us and why we believe it should be important to all of our fellow brothers and sisters around the world, especially those who are in the free countries, free nations, the Western nations predominantly, that have the freedoms and oftentimes have taken for granted and not realized that there are brothers and sisters of ours around the world and other nations that don't have these freedoms. And yes, it's partly about being able to empower them with the ability to walk in the freedoms that the Bible says that we all have and that we've richly enjoyed here in the United States up till now. But also about why we need to have these freedoms. And it's about impacting the lost, winning souls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we see here in Romans chapter 10, as my sweetheart kindly reminded me of where this was at, it says here in verse number 11, it says, "For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame, for there is neither distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace,
amen,
who bring glad tidings of good things." And so verse 16 says, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then," verse 17, "so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So in order to have faith, in order to believe, they have to hear the word of God. And what is the word of God on this subject? That there is neither salvation in any other. We're told this in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. That there is neither salvation in any other. That there is no other name,
amen,
given among men on earth whereby we must be saved. No other name. And Jesus said himself in John 14:6, "I am the way,
amen,
the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." So either this is true or it is not.
Hmm.
You know, as we made that statement, are people really going to hell if they don't believe the gospel? Are people really perishing and being lost and will not receive salvation if they don't believe and accept the gospel? Do we as Christians really believe that? We really need to ask ourselves this question, because if we truly believe that people are perishing eternally, forever, as the scripture says, then we have to conclude that they cannot be saved no other way.
That's right.
And if we truly believe that, do we really understand the impact of what that means if they don't hear the gospel and have an opportunity to receive it? Because like you had said, sweetheart, in our previous podcast, you know, that people should have the opportunity. They should have the right.
That's right.
That God has given them the right to be able to hear it.
And to choose. That's right. And, you know, and I just wanted to add, when you say, are people truly perishing? Will they perish without the gospel? And just a clarification, because not everybody understands, when we are talking about perishing, we're not just talking about dying. We're talking about being separated from God forever and living in eternity in this place of darkness that we know as hell. So it's not as some people think, you know what, I'm just going to live my life because when I die, I'm just going to disappear. I'm just going to become one with the universe. I'm just not going to exist any longer. It's really important, Amor, and that's why we cannot take for granted the freedom, as you many times repeat, that we as Christians have in this nation. And we bless America and we thank God for placing us here. However, this privilege also comes with a responsibility. And we cannot thank God enough for this freedom, but we have the responsibility of sharing this truth with others, because there is truly only one way to be saved, as you also shared in the previous podcast, and that name is Jesus Christ. And if other people do not know this truth, they will perish forever. No, you will not stop existing. You will continue to exist. The question is, where will you spend eternity, your eternity? And this is the message, and there is such an urgency that we need to make sure that everybody gets to hear. Everybody has the option, everybody has the opportunity, the privilege of listening to the truth, hearing the truth. And then, of course, that's that person's choice, but at least they heard the truth that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation here on earth and also for eternity.
Amen. Amen, sweetheart. And as I was saying, which I actually misquoted the reference of the scripture a few moments ago in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. That's not the reference I meant to say. I meant to say Acts 4:12. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Acts 2:38 says, then Peter said to them, repent. Well, let me back up before I actually quote that verse. When Peter was preaching the gospel to them and said that in verse 30, said, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord God will call. Now, this reference here, he says, let every one of you, he says to repent, let everyone be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That goes exactly in agreement with what Jesus said in Luke chapter, let's go to the end of the book of Luke, Luke chapter 24, which we quoted, and we're going to quote again. After he rose from the dead, when he says in verse 38, Luke chapter 24, verse 38, and he said to them, why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I. Handle me and see me, for a spirit does not have flesh and bone, as you see I have. And when he had said this, he showed him his hands and his feet. And while they did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, here's the key things that he said. These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that he might comprehend the scriptures.
Amen.
Then he said to him, thus it was written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations.
Amen.
Beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. See, this is the message, that Christ had to suffer and rise again on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations.
Amen.
So when Peter says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among men on earth whereby we must be saved. Salvation can only come through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we need to do everything in our power, because we're only here on earth for a short period of time.
That's right.
And what are we going to say when we face God, when we get to heaven? And we have to answer for what do we do with our time and our stewardship that was given to us to preach the gospel. Did we do what we could do? Did we do all that he had called and purposed for us to do to reach the lost, to save souls? And what was our stance on religious freedom? Well, you know, that's their problem over there. You know, in North Korea, that's their problem to deal with. But aren't our brothers and sisters around the world part of the body? Doesn't the scripture says that when one suffers, all suffer? And they don't have the right to practice their belief and their religion and their faith in Jesus Christ, which includes preaching the word to the lost so they can be saved. Some say, well, you know, we're not so concerned about, you know, what we can benefit out of this. The ultimate goal is to win souls.
Amen. That's right.
It's to bring people into the kingdom so they're not eternally lost forever and ever. And so religious freedom is important to those ends. Because when, again, as I said in the last podcast and some of the others previous, when a nation makes laws to outlaw Christianity, to outlaw evangelism, which is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to other people, to outlaw the passing out of Bibles, giving people the Bible so they can read for themselves to learn what the Bible says, which clearly says that there is salvation in no other name.
Amen.
Shouldn't we be fighting for the right to know this information?
That's right.
Shouldn't we be fighting for the right for these people to know the truth? Do we not care about them enough that we're going to do everything within our power through God's help to bring the truth to them and enforce, you might say, the religious freedom laws that they actually agreed to? Many say, well, that's up to the country to decide what they want to do. But the majority of them have signed their agreement to the United Nations Human Rights Charter, Article 18, that a person has the right to change their religion and to express it. And, you know, maybe I should read it again. And so, of course, we started out this podcast and I did not introduce my beautiful, wonderful wife. And as I kept going on in it, she jumped on in and began to, you know, contribute some really good things. But I'm going to let her share a few things while I actually look up that statement, that declaration, which I've quoted before, but this is our last podcast on this series, and we want to summarize this, and we want to hit every important point on the head of this thing so that it comes across most effectively.
Absolutely, and once again, we want to encourage the listeners, please listen to the previous parts, part 1, 2, 3, 4. I know you are going to be greatly enriched. We were very blessed just by sharing. The Holy Spirit shares the word through us, uses us as instruments, but it is the word of God. And we know that things are already happening. We truly trust the work of the Holy Spirit, for we know that as this word is being shared, it is actually falling into fertile ground, fertile hearts. And I know that many, many of you are already being moved by the Holy Spirit to do your part. Each one of us has a part that the Holy Spirit wants us to contribute with in order to help our brothers and sisters soon to be, because until they know Jesus, they're still not our brothers. But you mentioned something before, Amod, and you said the country that they belong to, and that just jumped right at me, because it is so true. We are so used to naming people and categorizing people, labeling them according to the country where they are from, where we are from. You know, we are in America, so we are Americans, right? And we belong to this country. And that is true. However, it is so important to stress and to repeat, to make clear that before a person belongs to a person, that person belongs to God as his and her creation. And he wants not only to be your creator, he doesn't just want to be the creator of all the people in all the nations, but he also wants to be your savior. And so this is the message that everybody is entitled to, should be entitled to hear, to listen to have access to, so that they know. Once again, we said in the previous podcast, and not to sound like a broken record, but don't you think that if somebody had the cure to cancer, it would be so cruel for them not to share it with other people, the people who have cancer? Can you imagine if one country had the cure and said to the other countries, no, you do not have access? Worse yet, if the country itself said, we do not want the cure for cancer to come to this country, we will let our people die and suffer. That's cruel. That is cruel. So now imagine so much more that a country, a government, leaders say, we do not want the remedy for eternal death to come into this country. We do not want our people to know how to be saved. We do not want our people to hear about Jesus Christ being the Savior. We do not want them to hear this. We want them to have only what we have for them, which of course is eternal death. So this is so important. This is more than a topic. This is a mission. This is a mission. And we certainly believe and trust that the Holy Spirit is speaking to each one of us, and he's just flaming this zeal inside each one of us with the urgency that it actually carries with itself.
Amen, sweetheart. That is so powerfully said. And you know, it is something that we really need to stoke the fire in the believers' hearts, because you know, if we were in these nations and we were being oppressed, mm-hmm. we're not going to have the same kind of thought processes that those in the West are having, because here we are taking for granted the very freedoms that we have, mm-hmm. while, and I'm not saying this is true for everyone to listen to this podcast, but it's true for many Americans, American Christians, is that we take for granted the freedoms that we have, and we don't understand the urgency and the importance to try to do everything we can to help our brothers and sisters in other nations, yes. to be able to have those freedoms and be able to preach the gospel to those who are lost. Because millions of people are being lost, and they need to be saved, and they have the right to hear the truth.
That's
to
right.
receive the truth. And I'm going to read what I said here just a moment ago, and I'm going to add something to that as well. And let me see here. Let me open up my phone here.
And praise God for programs like this one. So we also want to ask the listeners, always pray for us. Don't forget to pray for us, so that this word, this message, will truly be heard by the person, the people, the group, the nations that need to hear this, where God wants to send this word.
Amen, sweetheart. Here we have Article 18 of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This right includes freedom to change his religion or belief, and freedom, either alone or in community with others and in public or private, to manifest his religion or belief in teaching, practice, worship, and observance. This is the United of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 18. Now, how many of these nations around the world have signed agreement to this? This is the big question. Some people say, well, they don't believe in that. Well, interestingly, what we're talking about here, I'm looking this up on Google, of course, and let me bring this back up here, this page. I pulled up the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It says, as a foundation text in the history of human and civil rights, the Declaration consists of 30 articles detailing an individual's basic rights and fundamental freedoms and affirming their universal character as inherent, inalienable, and applicable to all human beings, adopted as a common standard of achievement for all people and all nations. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights commits nations to recognize all human rights as being born free and equal in dignity and rights, regardless of nationality, place of residence, sex, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, language, or any other status. The Declaration is generally considered to be a milestone document for its universalistic language, which makes no reference to any particular culture, political system, or religion. It directly inspired the development of international human rights law and was the first step in the formulation of the International Bill of Human Rights, which was completed in 1966 and came into force in 1976. Although not legally binding, the content of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights has been elaborated and incorporated into subsequent international treaties, regional human rights instruments, and national constitutions and legal codes. All 193 member states of the United Nations have ratified at least one of the 9 binding treaties influenced by the Declaration, with the vast majority ratifying 4 or more. While there is a wide consensus that the Declaration itself is non-binding and not part of a customary international law, there is also a consensus in most countries that many of its provisions are part of customary law. Although courts in some nations have been more restrictive in interpreting its legal effect, nevertheless, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights has influenced legal, political, social developments on both the global and national levels, with its significance partly evidenced by its 530 translations. So in other words, what we're saying here is this, that the majority of these nations have come into agreement with these basic human rights, although they have not legally bound themselves to it. They have signed their agreement to this fact. And yet, what are we doing to put pressure on them to uphold this? Because if you go to any Muslim nation that says, you know, we're not allowing Christianity to be spread here, but yet they will come to the United States and fight in court for their very right to spread Islam in the United States of America because of the freedoms that we have said we agree to. There are thousands of Islamic mosques, thousands, across the United States, and more are continually being built. As a matter of fact, we just saw in the news that the governor of Texas had just struck down a provision where they were trying to build an Islamic city only outside of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow.
An Islamic city only for Muslims. Because they were restricting, they wanted to create a city and restrict it to only Muslims. Well, this is not religious freedom. This is them trying to create another area for them to restrict right. religion. So what we're saying is this, they will use the laws for the benefit of preaching their religion, but yet when you go to their nations, some of these Islamic countries, they restrict Christianity being spread. But yet we as Christians, we respect mm-hmm. their right to believe what they want to believe. Right? We don't force anybody to be Christians, and we don't mandate that. We don't mandate a belief in forcing people to believe in Jesus. What we're saying here again, and we're going to reiterate this because this is important to hear this, because suppose someone didn't listen to the first four parts of this podcast series.
That's true.
And this is the only one they're going to hear. We are not talking about forcing religion on anybody. We're not talking about forcing Christianity on anybody. We're talking about giving people the right to believe, the right to choose what they want to believe. As it says in Article 18 of the Human Rights Declaration, that they have a right to change their religion. They have a right to believe basically what they want to believe and to practice it. They are not upholding this. And it's time for us to stand up and say, you know what? It's time for you to uphold this. It's time to make this legally binding, that this is a human right given by God. God doesn't force himself on anybody,
no.
But he gives people the right to choose. And yet, how are they going to choose if they don't even have the right to hear what someone says about Christianity? If they don't have the right to read a Bible? If you made Bibles illegal? If you made preaching about Jesus Christ illegal, then you're usurping that freedom and right that they have. So this is the endeavor of this particular podcast series, is to speak to our brothers and sisters to pray.
That's
and
right.
Also to do see what the Lord would have them to do. Because we also know that through awareness, through prayer, and through international pressure, because there is people who are going to fight these battles in the legal arena, in the courts, international courts, as well as the courts of our nations and countries, and change laws because they were willing to go to battle in the courts and not give up. And we talk about human oppression, modern day slavery. It is slavery in order to force people to believe whatever they are told that they can believe and not believe. It is slavery to say you cannot read the Bible and you cannot receive what the Bible says. And we know the Bible tells us, and we know the Word of God says, that there is salvation in no other name.
That's right.
That name of Jesus Christ. And we need to do what we can to get that out there so people can believe. And we need to see the utter importance of helping to spread this religious freedom to all the nations of the earth. And I don't know how we can do it except for to pray about it, to let God lead and guide us, and to talk about it so more people become aware of it. Because everyone around the nation does not have the freedoms we have here in the United States. They don't have the right to hear this podcast without being locked up and going to jail.
Imagine that.
And yet we're not talking about inciting any riots,
of course,
any
not.
Violence or any of that kind not. Of stuff. This is a peaceful religion.
That's
that we
right.
believe in presenting information that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And if you're willing to accept that and believe that, you can be saved.
That's right. And that is the heart of God. And it's a beautiful thing that God gives us the opportunity to share this word. And it's a good word. As a matter of fact, as you were saying, that there is just this grief just with the thought of that other people don't get to hear what the truth is, because the Bible says, which is the truth, that the truth will set you free. So we can only imagine all these people in different nations that don't even know what the Bible says, don't even know the God who created heaven and earth, don't even know what the heart of God is. They can't be free. They can't walk in freedom. So it is our desire, not because it's ours alone, but because the Holy Spirit has also placed in our heart this love for our brothers and sisters, this love for the people that God created, and that they have been called to accept Jesus, but they need to first hear the good news so that they may also accept him. And this is the invitation. We do not want to close this podcast, end it without actually giving you the opportunity as well. You're listening to this podcast now, and what a privilege you have. You are more than blessed that you get to hear this word and now this invitation. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He died on the cross so that you do not have to live eternally without him in darkness and perish. He wants you to live. That is why he died, so that you can live. And what do you have to do? You just have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Savior that you need, and he has the power to bring you from death to life. It's that simple. It's that easy, yet it's that powerful.
Amen, sweetheart. And with that, we'll end this podcast and this series. And before we do that, we want to pray. And so we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity and privilege that we have to even declare these truths on a podcast so that people can hear and people can believe. And we pray, Lord, that you would move upon the hearts of those who hear and listen to this podcast and fill their heart with a love for the lost, a love for their brothers and sisters that are being oppressed in other nations because they're being oppressed because they believe in Jesus, they believe in the gospel. And so, Lord, we pray that you'd move upon those hearts and motivate them to also pray and also to take action and to do what they can do, what you would have them to do to try to help bring freedom to the nations. Because, mm-hmm. Lord, when people think, you know, this is nothing we can do about it, there's always someone that you will rise up Amen. To show otherwise. Oh, we can think of many who we would call heroes of the faith mm-hmm. going back for centuries and in different ways and capacities have helped spark freedom in different nations, even here in the United States and the history we had of slavery in the early centuries of this nation and how many have been motivated to rise up. We think of one named Harriet Tubman and how she was told that she couldn't go and free slaves, but she trekked over 100 miles to go through territories and bring slaves out to the states of freedom and even up to Canada. When they passed a Fugitive Slave Act, she even took them that far up there to get freedom because she was determined that no one was going to tell her that she couldn't do it. Amen. And she continually proved them wrong and continually brought slaves to freedom. And so, Lord, we want the same thing to happen today because humans, slavery is all over the world now. They're being enslaved to religious systems or belief systems, atheistic systems, communist systems that will not allow the freedom of thought, let alone the practice of your own belief and religion mm-hmm. peacefully, to be able to preach the gospel so that people can be saved. People are going to hell. They're being enslaved to a system that does not allow them to hear and know the truth. And Lord, they need to be set free. So rise up some laborers, Lord. Rise Amen. Up laborers Amen. To go Jesus. Into the harvest yes. to help win them and yes. help bring them out of this slavery so they can have the very freedoms and the rights and the privileges that you, Lord Jesus, died on the cross for us to have. Because you came to give us life Amen. And life more abundantly. Amen. And we know who ultimately is the one behind all of this to keep people enslaved because right. he's the one who wants to rule this world, the prince of the power of the air, Satan himself. And so, Lord, we just thank you for leading. Jesus. We ask you to lead people to listen to this podcast, to send this podcast out, to spread the good news, mm-hmm. and to let people hear and know, and even our brothers and sisters that are in these other nations, that we care about you. We love you. We know yes. what you're going yes. through. We care and we love you, and we're yes. praying for you and praying for you to receive the same freedoms that we have. And yes. we're looking to the Lord to lead us in all that we can do to help. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we bless you. And thank you that these doors are going to open because Amen. Your word says yes. that the gospel of Jesus Christ will be preached in all the world. And you said that the gates of hell will not prevail Amen. Against thank the church. You, so we thank you for this and we bless you. And in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen.
There is hope.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, and thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you then. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.